Good day, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, delivering your daily financial services news wrap for Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. Starting with insights from Russell Investments' 2025 report, it's been found that most clients base their perception of effective financial advice on how it can help them gain control over their finances. Yet, a disconnect exists, with less than half of advisors sharing this understanding of client values. True Wealth's Natalia Smith highlights the need for financial advisors to better understand client preferences, mitigating biases, and molding strategies to the personal needs of clients, much like a personal trainer would do in a fitness context. Switching gears, an update from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC. They've introduced the ASIC Corporation Instrument 2025/234, a new piece of legislation aimed at refining financial advice regulations. The Financial Advice Association Australia supports the move, though it calls for further clarity in defining general advice and personal advice. While this legislation offers relief for providers and maintains clarity for consumers, the association believes there is room for better consumer education about different advice types. The Reserve Bank of Australia released their latest update on the cost of living too. Assistant Governor Sarah Hunter reports consistent rises in the prices of essential items, a trend reflective of the lasting economic impact of the COVID pandemic. Positive developments, however, are on the horizon, as wages are set to grow faster than prices, thanks in part to government tax cuts and drops in interest rates. Look out for the announcements on further interest rate strategy scheduled for November. Finally, ASIC has also granted relief to general insurance providers, allowing continued flexibility in appointing product distributors until August 2027, aiming to lessen regulatory burdens and stimulate competition within the Australian insurance market. And that wraps up today's financial news. Remember to check out our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more updates. I'm Paige Estrotori. Stay informed and join us again for the next daily financial services news wrap. Don't let the numbers get the best of you. Stay informed with Financial Services Online.